Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We can get into the Jets here a little bit as they, with the seventh overall pick, selected the offensive lineman Armand Membu. And I had a feeling like the out of Missouri. Now, we weren't sure whether they were going to go Tyler Warren, tight end out of Penn State. That was a sexy pick. Someone who could really help this offense, give like a little bit of an outlet to Justin Fields. And clearly we've seen the comparisons and really what we saw Brock able to do last year with the Raiders and the importance of the tight end continuing to emerge. I mean, it's not, new, but what Brock Bowers was able to do last year and some of the same stuff we saw from Tyler Warren, which was amazing because he wasn't even the first tight end taken when the Bears took, Colston Loveland out of Michigan instead as the first tight end with the 10th pick, which was shocking. But I had a feeling the Jets were going to go with the offensive line. It's on par with what this coach is talking about. It's on par with what he's building. You want to get that offensive line settled. I know there was some rumors that they were shopping Hall earlier in the day, but it feels like that was more of just, hey, we're taking phone calls on anything, and people are asking about Breece Hall after some comments about a dual threat backfield and some different things. Also, I saw Breece Hall put out a tweet of fingers crossed. I'm not sure what that meant. Maybe just responding to the tweets and the stories. But for me, the Jets are going to be a very run-reliant team. They're going to want to run the football. And right now, if you put Membu as your right tackle, you look at an offensive line that has Fashanu at left tackle. You've got John Simpson at left guard, Joe Tippmann at center, Vera Tucker at right guard, and now Membu at right tackle. If he pans out, if he is as good as we all expect him to be, a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, that could be a really good unit for the Jets. And if you can protect Fields, it would be, after playing for years in Chicago and a handful of games for Pittsburgh, I mean, that's a legit offensive line to put in front of the kid. It would be the best offensive line he's played with. But ultimately, it's a safe pick. We'll see what they do moving forward. Someone asked me earlier, what would you do with the Jets at 42 if Shedeur Sanders is there? And, I find it to be a pretty interesting question. If Shedeur Sanders is there for them at 42, now in front of them, the Cleveland Browns are picking twice now with the trade. So they're picking first in the second round with the 33rd pick. They're on the clock, right now, I guess, technically or whatever. But and then they have, again, at 36. But you've got the Texans who aren't looking to take quarterback. Titans, obviously, not looking to take quarterback. I mean, the Raiders, who had valued Shedeur Sanders a lot earlier in the offseason, could, if he's still there in the fifth pick of the second round, find value there, even with Geno Smith. Patriots, Bears, Saints already passed on him. I don't know, but if he is there, or even if Milroe is there, I'm more and more, the more I think about it, taking a quarterback in the second round for the Jets, you know, yeah, they have a lot of holes, sure. You'd like to improve the team. They could use wide receiver help. They could use a lot of different things. But taking a quarterback there makes a lot of sense, too. If you can get a flyer, if Shedeur Sanders falls, which I don't know if he will all the way to 42, but I don't know how you don't run up to the, you know, turn in the ticket to bring in Shedeur Sanders here. To get that kind of value for a guy who was going to be the third pick in the draft to bring in here, I mean, and to just pair him with Justin Fields and have a legitimate competition, I mean, that seems, or even Milroe at that point, and you know, go with Justin Fields. The offense is, you know, you could run the same kind of offense. That's the kind of, you know, skill set Milroe has. I just think that there is a real benefit to bringing in a quarterback with that second pick, especially if these quarterbacks are falling. If Shedeur Sanders is there, I was talking about taking him seventh if he fell to them at seven. Imagine falling to him at 42. I think that's something you would absolutely have to do if you're the New York Jets. But right now they're building what you would expect a young coach coming in, talking about starting the franchise over, talking about, you know, win now, talking about culture. You want to start with the line of scrimmage. They have a lot of talent on the defensive front. Now they have one of the better units, at least on paper, with the offensive line. They should be good at the line of scrimmage. You expect this young coach to really impact the defense immediately. And we'll see what they can get on offense. But if you're going to put a running quarterback, if you're going to rely on your run game, if you're going to trust Justin Fields, who's had issues, you know, reading the field, making good decisions, you want to give him as much time as possible to do that. So as much as it's not sexy as Tyler Warren, it's not, you know, they've now drafted the most offensive linemen in the first round since 2020 in the NFL. It hasn't always panned out, but this offensive line should be good. And we'll see what they could do with Shedeur Sanders. We can see what they could do with Justin Fields. But, you know, me and Fliegelman specifically has been talking about this. We see the parallel to a unfortunate situation. And we said this a lot when we were doing the wheel of quarterback. And some of the reason that we, both Fleegs and I, both felt like Aaron Rodgers was the best case scenario for the New York Jets is that you knew it had its finality to it. He wasn't going to be here forever. It was going to be a one more year run. And you were going to try and win as many games as you could with because that's how the team was built, right? You're picking up all these fifth-year options. There's a lot of young talent. It's not going to be here forever. It's a team that is talented enough to possibly be a playoff team. With Aaron Rodgers, you draft an offensive lineman here. You put this offensive line in front of Aaron Rodgers. You add some weapons. Like, it makes sense. And here's the thing. Like, even if the Jets are successful, like, are we worried, and I know Fleegs is, of this becoming the 22 Giants? Like, if they have a decent year and they win some games and they make it to the playoffs and now suddenly you win enough, the owner is satisfied enough, and suddenly Woody Johnson insists on giving a long-term deal to Justin Fields, much like they gave a long-term deal to Daniel Jones after a successful run in the first year with Brian Daboll. Like, it puts you in a position where are you at the quarterback position? Is Justin Fields really the answer, or is he just the guy good enough to win 9 games with a roster that's got a lot of talent on it and ultimately a lot of questions now moving forward and trying to keep that talent while paying a young quarterback? Now, the positive is his youth, but like I don't know where the Jets are. I just don't know where the Jets are. And I know that's not a point that we have to harp on all the time and specifically after the draft, but I think it's a good pick. It's a solid pick. I do think it solidifies a unit that obviously is important. That's been an issue for both of our teams here in New York. And now it puts them on paper to be one of the better units in the sport and should really help them run the football. And I would expect a lot of running with Fields. I don't think they're going to hesitate to, you know, use that ability of his and try to get that kind of offense going. And, you know, especially for a young offensive coordinator with not a ton of weapons in the offensive game plan besides the running backs, where you could see Justin Fields kind of really out there running the football a lot behind an offensive line that is now one of the better ones on paper. So we'll see where the Jets are. I do think the next pick, for me, is now interesting because, of course, they have needs. But I'm telling you right now, if Shedeur Sanders, who is obviously the story of the draft, as he has now fell from arguably being a top three pick in this draft for months into now being a second day pick, if he miraculously finds his way through the first nine picks of the second round and makes it through Cleveland twice, makes it through the Raiders, makes it through the Saints, makes it through anyone else trading up to try and get him. But if he is sitting there at 42, I am running up the ticket. I am taking Shedeur Sanders with the 42nd pick. I don't think there's, the value that you get at Shedeur Sanders at 42 and the competition you could have between him and Justin Fields. And then I would really feel like if you feel like you find your answer with a, you want to talk about my fear of committing to Justin Fields off of just a so-so season where they played well. I mean, if you feel good enough about him to sign him long-term after drafting a quarterback in the second round, well, he would have to play significantly better than just average in winning you seven or eight games to feel like that's the scenario. So, like, I would love the competition. I would love the competition. And then I got a legitimate, veteran, but at his age, I can make the commitment to him. Like, this isn't some aging veteran who I'm hoping can latch on for the last couple of years of his career. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's not even like a Geno Smith type or a, obviously Kirk Cousins type where I'm bringing him in, paying him some money. Like, this is a legitimate guy at $20 million a year, but at his age, if he finds it in a Jets uniform, if he finds it in this offense, if he turns his career around, and you do feel like Fields is the answer, if they honestly do believe that, even if they have Shedeur Sanders there, then you turn around and trade Shedeur. As long as I come out with, I need to find my answer at the quarterback position. It's the reason why they haven't been back to the Super Bowl since 1969. It's the reason the Giants are where they are. You need the quarterback. And if I have an opportunity to draft a guy who was supposed to be at the top of the draft, who's the second best quarterback in this draft by most estimations, and I have him there at the 42nd pick, I have to take him. I have to take him. And I'll be honest, I'm considering Milroe at the second pick, my second pick in this draft. They don't have a real quarterback. They don't have a guy they're committed to. It's a two-year deal, $20 million on a failed draft pick quarterback. A guy who last year couldn't win the job over Russell Wilson as Russell Wilson was falling apart down the stretch of the season. To bring in legitimate, take a flyer, and this isn't taking a flyer on nobody. These are the best quarterbacks in the draft, arguably. I just think that there's way too much value in drafting either Shedeur or Milroe at that spot.